أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون.
Huzur says the translation of the verse I have recited is that hold fast to the rope of Allah all together and do not create dissension. And remember the favor of Allah that you were enemy to each other and He tied you together in love. And then because of this favor of Allah, you became brother one to another. You were standing on the brink of the pit of fire and he saved you. Explain verses clearly so that you may be guided. Allah has untold commandments in the Holy Quran and has asked us to follow them. And as I have given, Allah admonished to the rope of Allah, which is Sharia law, and said that this rope of Allah is a favor of God, and by holding fast to this rope, Allah's blessings blessings, and your society became peaceful and happy, and also your relationship and stories of and we also look at the history and the circumstances after his advent. We see how their love strengthened and increased, and how they created a relationship of love with each other and became brother one to another. You can see that in among the Ansar of the Ansar of Makkah, how far they became held the Meccans as their brother, so much so that they were prepared even to give half of their property to them, and rather that or even those who had two wives, they said, we can divorce one wife so that you can marry them. That is the Meccans who had no wife, they could marry one. And so to that extent there was a brotherly atmosphere. And even more than this, that the atmosphere of brotherly love was not in the situation of peace and love, that they have great property and many things. And therefore they gave it to them, and they have much better circumstances. But even in the situations of war, they were kept brother of each other, and they held the rope of Allah very so fast and strong. And you can call to mind the picture of the war, when people were wounded, the soldiers were wounded in the war, and when the person heard the cries of one wounded soldier and he reached him when he was at his last breath, and the person who was going to offer him water, and as he touched the cup to his lips, he heard another cry of for water, and the one who was wounded said that leave me and ignore me, I am better than the way the other person is shouting and crying. So he seems to be in more desperate need, let him have the drink first. When the person took the water to the next person, another voice was heard from someone else, and the second person who was wounded said that it looks that this other person who is shouting needs water more, please give it to him water, I will try to control my thirst. And when the water carrier went to the other companion, and before he could touch the cup to his lips, this first wounded person breathed his last and presented himself to his Lord. So when the person took the water to the second wounded person, he had also died. And when he reached to the next person, he had also died. So as he traced his step back, one by one they had all departed from this world. So you can see that these people set high standards of doing their sacrifice for their brothers, and all of them have breathed their last. And it's reported that the first person who had asked for water was Hazrat Ikrimah, and his condition at one time was that they were after the blood of the Muslims. There was no concept of sacrificing for them, for their own people. But then the time came that he even gave up his life for other wounded Muslims. So this radical change, which was brought about by those who were after the blood of other, and they set high standards of sacrifices for others and to give their own life for to support others, and they established this standard after accepting the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this way they entered the paradise of the pleasure of Allah. We all know what was that rope, or what is that rope that we are asked to hold fast. And by holding fast, they developed such great spiritual and moral change, and they developed this feeling of sacrifice and set high standard of sacrifice, which created revolutionary change in them, so much so that they were made worthy of such great sacrifices. That rope was the last Sharia law of Allah, that is the Holy Quran, which is full of commandments and guidance. By acting on whose commandment one attains nearness to Allah, that rope was the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the companions were ever ready to sacrifice themselves on his instructions. And these companions had made this aim and object of their life, that they must not go out of the commandments of Allah and his messenger. And then after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his guided caliphs, that is the first four caliphs immediately following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through them they held fast to this rope, which is the rope of Allah and the rope that takes you to Allah. And as long as the Muslims continued to hold fast to this rope, they followed the true guidance and the true path. And when those who created mischief and disorder, they created a dissension among them, and those mischief mongers tried to cut off this rope, they lost off all their power and honor. And although the Muslims continued to gain some successes after that, but the united power they had, the united awe they had, that escaped them, and their power had broken to pieces. And a Muslim then died at the hand of his fellow Muslim. And all this came to pass because they had denied this favor of Allah. You can see even here in Europe, Muslims came and they conquered Spain, but they lost it after a few centuries. And even today, the disgraceful condition of the Muslim, and some countries of the some Muslim countries who are rich with the oil wealth, but even then they beg to other nations. And the reason is that they have not valued the rope of Allah, and they have let their personal interest become superior to Allah and his messenger. And because of their personal interest, they had destroyed their brotherly love, as a result of which they lost all their help today. But since Allah, who had revealed the last Sharia law on the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and had sent him as a last law-bearing prophet, and according to the promises of God, his Sharia law had not only to last till the end of days, but it had to spread throughout the world. Because of these misbehavior of the Muslims and these ill actions of the Muslims, Allah did not have to let this religion be effaced from the face of the earth. Because of the Muslims being misguided, and whatever logical conclusion you can make out of their decline, they did appear. But the promise which Allah gave to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that among the latter day people, from among your ummah, to re-establish your Sharia law, I will raise Messiah and Mahdi, so that the same laws apply again, and so that people should realize the value of the rope of Allah, so that those who will believe in this Messiah and Mahdi, they could hold fast to this rope of Allah. At the end of this verse, it says that Allah explains his verses this way, so that you may be guided. So there is another command to Muslims, and a warning that if you were to believe on the commandments of Allah, do not ignore the prophecies and believe in Messiah and Mahdi, and whatever you have suffered and from your history, you must learn a lesson. And now your life lies in this, that you hold fast to this rope once again. However, in this, for us who are Ahmadis, there is an admonition. Rather, we ask the first who are addressed here, that the revolution that was brought about 1400 years ago and had made the enemies to brother one to another, and another revolution had to be brought again in this time because of the true lover of that unlettered prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it has happened again. So what became part of the past history, and they had to become past history, you should reflect over it, and after believing in that Messiah and Mahdi, you should act upon that guidance and teaching which has been given to you. And whoever will not act upon it, he will let himself slip into the ditch of fire. And as the Holy Prophet ﷺ had prophesied, that after him there will be the guided caliphs, and that is exactly what happened. But for this period, the Holy Prophet ﷺ had prophesied that after my true servant, who will appear, and after his demise, the true caliphate that will be established at the level and line of the prophethood, at the same path of the prophethood, then the new caliphate will continue till the day of judgment. Some people do try to explain what it means by the caliphate lasting till the day of judgment, and some among us also discuss this. So the one who discusses this topic, how long the caliphate will last, he is also talking of cutting off this rope of Allah, that whether the caliphate will last till the day of judgment, or whether there is another explanation of it. Even if they have any argument, then all the arguments has ended after the advent of promised Messiah, and they should keep those arguments with him and do not try to create a disruption and disorder among the Jamaat. In any case, it should be clear to you that now the robe of Allah is the person of Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. It is only to act upon his teaching and to follow his teaching and to remain attached to the caliphate of his caliphate, and this will make you strength, and this will be your strength, this will be your life. The caliphate of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam through the means of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and promised Messiah, it will link you to God, and so you should hold fast to this rope. Anyone who will not hold fast will disperse, and not only he will suffer destruction, but he will create means of destruction for his own generations. And so anyone who thinks otherwise, he must have sense. And how will you hold fast to this rope? Not just by taking a pledge and just to believe in promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, but it will be attained, and it is necessary to act upon the conditions of pledge which he has set. And you can see how severe are those conditions as it appears to those who want to act upon it, but with what pain and with what deep feeling promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has reminded us of it, and how with each condition he has explained to us that by taking pledge with you, how you will have to bring about changes within yourself. Taking from the worship and establishing the unity of Allah, even to follow the least possible piety and to follow the righteousness and to do our duty to our brothers, and he has reminded us of it, so that by holding fast to the commands of Allah, we can reach God and we can attain his pleasure. And these are the matters which the caliphs after promised Messiah has admonished and advised, and 3 years from now the establishment of caliphate would have passed 100 years, has completed 100 years, and the Jamaat will be celebrating this centenary, and the Jamaat is making their great preparations. Therefore, with prayers, and there is a plan of prayer and worship that I have appealed to you and has asked you to offer Nawafil, the supplementary worship, and also to say prayers. And a large number of Ahmadis are acting upon it. But acting, together with acting on this, we will have to set high standards of doing our duty to our brothers. And if we do not do that, then these fast and these nawafil and these prayers will be useless. We who are the office bearer, we can give this report to our office bearers that tell the caliph, living caliph, that such a percent of the Ahmadis have fasted and are worshipping and also are doing prayers. But when the time comes to do your duty to each other and to fulfill each other's rights and to do sacrifice for each other and establish those high standards of sacrifice which I have just quoted, when we will ask about that, we will know that they have not really paid attention to it. even if they have turned their attention to it, only to the extent as long as their own interest is not affected. They have paid attention to do their duty to others as long as they don't have to sacrifice their own interest. As long as they have not been asked to do the sacrifice of their own property and wealth in connection with the financial sacrifice. Let me, by the way, mention here that Germany 10 years ago had promised to build 100 mosques, and their speed is very slow. And so to celebrate the Khilafat centenary, you should make some plans, the Jamaat and Khuddamul Ahmadiyya and Ansarullah, that they don't have to give only a few mosques, but we have to build many mosques by 2008, and you will seek Allah's help and enter into this task. Allah will help you and your speed will gather and the obstacle will be removed. But you need to put emphasis on prayers and have a firm resolve to do so. As I had mentioned, by the way, that when I was mentioning the sacrifice, that if your attention is only to this, that as far as your close relatives' rights are not affected and their interest is not affected, and even if you have to tell lies and use wrongful means to restore the interest of your relations and yourself, then if you do not think this is wrong, then our claims are all wrong. Our slogans of establishing and strengthening caliphate are false. And then it is a matter of concern for living caliph, for Jamaat administration, and for a true and firm believer in Ahmadiyyat, because not following those paths which Allah has commanded and His Messenger has commanded to follow those paths means that there is a danger of us heading towards the ditch of fire. Therefore, today every Ahmadi must know the true meaning of the Hablullah, the rope of Allah, and pay full attention to it. And like the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it means that you have to establish high standards and also to do duty to each other. This is all that means to hold fast to the rope of Allah, and to act upon all the commands of Allah is to hold fast to the rope of Allah. If every member of the Jamaat will go to this depth and understand fully the meaning and the sense of rope of Allah, and then by following, he will be establishing a peaceful society and a pious society by following those commands, where you will be doing your duty brother to a brother, the duty between husband and wife, and between mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, and the friend will be doing duty to his friend and will be sacrificing for him. And every member of the Jamaat will be trying to set high standards of sacrifice for the Jamaat. In short, such a society will come into being, which will be acting fully on the commandments of Allah, where such people live who act upon this verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah says, Allazina yunfiquna fis sarai wa zarai wal kazimina and Wallahu Yuhibbul Mohsin in at the end, that those people who spend in ease and also in harsh circumstances and also control their anger, and Allah loves those who do good. And it says Allah believes those who do good. And who are these people who show these high moral excellences? They are the one who try to stop quarrels. They create an atmosphere of love and affection. And by living as united members, and they act upon the commands of Allah for the sake of Allah, and for establishing for strengthening the Jamaat and its honor, they forgive each other and they control their passions, strong passions, not that they should try to hurt each other's feeling. Or they have false egos, and they are sitting with this boast and pride that we have a large family. And when this time of material world in the disturbed peace have entered the pledge with the promised Messiah, then any pride of family or tribe is not there. It is the greatness lies in taqwa, the righteousness. As you say, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, that the most honored among you is the one who is righteous in the sight of Allah. Who is righteous? Who is muttaqi? The one who, seeking the pleasure of Allah, acts upon the commands of Allah and His Messenger. At all time he is concerned that I should hold fast to the rope of Allah. So if you have to attain the love of Allah, you will have to end those false prides. And not only that, you don't have to talk ill to either someone or to reply ill with ill, but you have to do favor to them, to do good to others. And these are the matters which will establish a beautiful and peaceful society. And each Ahmadi must do jihad for it. If the righteousness is in this, then to give the strength to the faith and strength to your own beliefs, you will continue to pay attention to doing duty to each other, and will try to suppress your anger and your false egos. Hazrat Promised Messiah says that for those who follow righteousness is a condition that they should live their life in poverty and humility. This is a branch of taqwa that we will have to face and oppose our evil passions. And the final condition of purity is to stop from anger, because the arrogance comes out of passions and anger. And this is also the cause of ignorance. The anger arises when one gives preference to himself over others. And as piety rises from another pious action, similarly evil creates evil. Therefore, an Ahmadi must try to save himself, protect himself from every ill, especially the arrogance which creates, as a result of which one is inflamed into anger. As Promised Messiah says, it is most difficult task, and it is a most difficult thing. But to make you united and to make you advance in piety, this is most fundamental requirement. A Promised Messiah says elsewhere that remember that a person who is hard to others and is angered, he cannot talk of deep wisdom and the spiritual matters. He is such a heart is deprived from wisdom that who loses control and is angered and loses temper. By the one who uses abuse and ill talk about others, he is deprived of spiritual talk and speech. So in short, the anger and wisdom cannot be together. The one who is overcome by temper and passion is inflamed, his is dim, and he is never given victory in any field. And these words of Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam shake us further, that on one side we claim to hold fast to the rope of Allah and want to reach God, and we also, but on the other hand, we show ill behavior and bad character. On one side, we are claiming to bring the whole world under the standard of Islam, and yet on the other hand, we present such examples of character and action. But as a result, Allah would be depriving us from deep wisdom and spiritual matters and spiritual knowledge. If we will have no wisdom and we lack spiritual knowledge, then how will we teach others? Therefore, we will have to peep into ourselves. We will have to examine ourselves. Because anyone who is deprived of wisdom and intellect and he is dim-witted, what understanding he can have of holding fast to the rope of Allah? Arriving in this country, many of you have improved your economic situation, but this thing, you should have more gentle, be more gentle to each other, and you must kneel more to God, that He had shown you this favor, and this favor demands that you must hold fast stronger to the robe of Allah and to act upon His commandments and do your duty to your brothers, and this way you also gain the pleasure and love of Allah. And whereas we will be gaining Allah's love this way, at the same time our mutual love and affection, and by looking after each other, we will be tied with stronger relationship to each other. And once we will be tied together in unity, and by holding fast to the rope of Allah, be acting on His commandments, we will establish an awe in the world which will protect us from all attacks of the enemies. Otherwise, Allah says that you will lose your jamaat honor and standing, and you will develop cowardice otherwise. As it says, وَأَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَهُ etc. And it says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ السَّابِرِينَ at the end, that you should follow Allah and submit and obey His messenger, and do not quarrel with each other, otherwise you will be cowardice. Cowards, and you will lose your awe, and show patience and perseverance. Allah is with those who show patience and perseverance. Therefore, every Ahmadi must keep in view this command of Allah, even if such situations arise in which one has committed an excess, then you will have to show patience and tolerance, and show courage to tolerate it by falling into little quarrels and by raising the questions of your false egos. Do not decline your strength. every brother must honor and respect the honor of other. Every sister must respect and honor the respect of her sister. And you must create honor and respect for your own children. And the office bearers must look after the self-respect of the members of the Jamaat. And the members of the Jamaat must respect their honors and their dignity. And then also the office bearers must respect each other. The office bearers of auxiliary organization should develop honor and respect for the other members of other auxiliary organizations. And then all the members of auxiliary organizations must develop honor for the Jamaat office holders. All office bearers must show respect to each other. And when this will develop at the highest standard among the office bearers, then practically a spiritual change will continue to develop among the members of the Jamaat. As by following the paths of righteousness you will be respecting each other, in the same way the members of the Jamaat would be respecting each other, and they would look after each other and have care for each other and will fulfill their needs and will develop a desire to give sacrifices in this regard. So you must regard this as a minor thing. The same things will take you towards high moral excellences, and by adopting these qualities you and by making them as part and parcel of their life, by applying these on yourself, then we will be doing our most important duty in the advancement of the Jamaat. To adopt these things and to pay attention to it, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has explained to us in various ways that how to develop atmosphere, brotherly atmosphere between us. There is a report from Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever person will remove someone's problem and his pain, on the day of judgment Allah will remove his problems and his pain. And the one who creates ease for a destitute, Allah will create ease for him in this world and in the hereafter, and will create means of his comfort. And whosoever covers the fault of a Muslim in this world, Allah will cover his fault in this world as well as in the hereafter. Allah continues to help the one when he is engaged in helping his brother. So to create this ease or means of developing love between each other, especially give special attention to covering each other's fault. But let me tell you that this does not mean that you let the filth continue to increase and spread in the society. Whatever evil acts will be committed, if you are overlooking them, which has a bad effect on society, it is necessary to inform the office bearers and me about such things. But to talk among yourself or to spread evil against others, this is wrong, and you must overlook these faults and cover their faults. But for reform, you must inform the relevant authorities, but you avoid talking publicly about such things. If one were to notice such evil in anyone, then an Ahmadi must feel restless about it. He should try to reform the concerned person . You must not talk of his faults to others. You should be restless only to reform him. and you should talk only to the authorities who are responsible, where they can reform, they can bring about the change if you cannot reform the person. As I just said, that then you should tell the office bearers and you tell me about it. But these office bearers must also show a passion of love and affection to make effect. And there's a report that I heard Noman bin Bashir say that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in the showing love and mercy, you will see the believers being as a one body, because by showing mercy and love, you will see like a single body, because one limb is unwell, then the whole body suffers high temperature. Therefore, by protecting society from suffering, by protecting you from such a disease, you should try to reform by being of pious heart, and you must pray. And if this is your behavior, then it is such which will change the society according to Allah's pleasure. And then to try to remove your differences, try to develop a love between yourself. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us a fabulous way. It is reported, Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari reports, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is not permissible for a Muslim that he should be on non-talking terms to his brother for more than 3 days, and or that when they meet each other, they should turn their face aside. And the best among them is the one who is first to say salam. You must not lengthen your displeasures. This can increase and develop dissension, and as it increases, it damages the dignity of Jamaat, and the opponents take advantage of it. I received many letters that at your command, I visited someone who was upset with me, and I begged his forgiveness, but he scolded me, and he is not ready to talk to me or to say salam, and there are many such instances here in Germany also. So, as I said, this is a very bad method. You should establish reconciliation. People should see that both of them rush to each other to remove their displeasures and disagreements. They should develop a habit of forgiving each other, and by being first to lay the foundation of reconciliation, they should become the best Muslim and a cause of strengthening Islam and Ahmadiyyat. It is reported by Hazrat Musa Ashari, may Allah be pleased, said that a Muslim for another is like a building, that one side of the building is strengthening the other side of the building. Then he put his fingers of his hands with the others by joining into each other. That says and showed that this is how they strengthen, one part strengthens the other. So these are the expectations of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from us. And in this time, being an Ahmadi, we have resolved and pledged at the hand of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that we will make the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam as the code of our conduct. And if with such concern we will try to act upon those sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we will be bringing spiritual changes among us. We will be setting a beautiful society. It is reported the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that among the servant of Allah, there are such people who are neither prophets nor a shaheed. But the prophet and the martyrs will also envy their standard, their station which Allah will be given, them. The companion said, who will be such people, O the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, these will be such people who were neither had a blood relation to each other, nor they had any business transactions with each other, but they love with each other purely for the sake of Allah. And though by God their faces will be illumined, and there will be light among all around them, they will have no fear nor any grief. And those people who will be suffering deep grief, they will not be in grief. And then he said, Inna ala awliya Allah la khawfan alayhim wa lahum la yahzanun, that those who have true love with each other, they have no fear nor they are grieved. So you can see how great is this honor for such hearts which love each other purely for the sake of Allah. They are such people who love for the sake of Allah, who follow righteousness, who will who will establish Allah's rule on themselves and around them, and they do their duty to mankind and their fellow human being, and they also do their duty to God, and by acting on the commands of Allah, not only they protect them from dissension, but they are spreading love, and they are the people about whom one can say that they are holding fast to the rope of commands of Allah and His Messenger. When Allah's servant attain Allah's nearness does this much effort, then Allah, who loves more than all others who love, Allah who does discharge His friendship more than anyone else, how can you think about such a God that He will let such a servant not be His friend and be His near Him? And that is why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun," that once a man becomes a friend of God, then he will also do such acts which are according to the pleasure of Allah. Allah forgives their past sins, and for future He helps them to do good deeds. And you can see that what great reward Allah is giving for doing love to your brothers for the sake of Allah. Allah removes all their griefs because they are submitting to Allah's commandments, and then as a result they always become those who do always good. Allah fulfills their needs, and Allah removes their fears. As the Prophet Muhammad has explained it, that certainly know that those who are friend of Allah with His majesty and glory and has true love with God, Allah, and Allah loves them, their marks are that they never suffer fear that what they will eat or what they will wear, or how they will be delivered from such a problem, because they have been given satisfaction, and nor do they have fear, grief for the past, because they are given perseverance and patience. And second mark is that they have belief and they have perfect faith, and they follow righteousness, and they remove well away from what is wrong and what is evil. And as I said, that then one piety develops further pieties, and by removing differences, and as a result of loving for the sake of Allah, such people are delivered by Allah from daily difficulties and problems. All their worldly griefs are removed, their faith advances, their standard of righteousness advances. In short, there is no good deed which they are not performing. Therefore, you should spread such love, and you not consider this an ordinary matter. This is the best means to guide you on righteousness. Hazrat Promised Messiah wants to see each member of his Jamaat like angels. He says, the aim to establish this community is that people should come out of the worldly filth and find and the right righteousness and live like angels. And how one will attain true purity and perfect faith. About this promise, Messiah says, I say it truly, that the faith of man cannot be corrected as long as one does not prefer his brother's comfort over his own. And if one of my brother is sleeping on the floor despite being ill, and despite being healthy, I sleep in comfortable bed, then it's a sad, my condition is so sad that if I do something that makes sure the other people must not take advantage. So this will apply wherever you are persisting on something. You will have to give up such persistence. Only then you will be spreading love. So Promised Messiah says that my condition is unfortunate. If I do not leave my bed and offer it to my brother and I sleep on the floor, if my brother is ill and is suffering a pain, then my condition is sad that I continue to sleep in comfort and not create means of his comfort to whatever I can. And if my brother in faith is abusing me or is talking harshly to me, my condition is unfortunate if I deliberately show harshness to him. I should show tolerance to what he speaks and praise to him, weeping in my prayers, because he's my spiritual brother. He's my brother and has suffering spiritual disease. And if he does something wrong, I must not mock at him. If he does wrong, I must not mock at him or with ill intentions talk about his misbehavior, because all these things are paths leading to destruction, to find fault with others. So Promised Messiah says, no one can be a true believer as long as he does not consider himself humble, more humble than others and lower than others, and must not remove all arrogance and pride. To serve the faith is to become their leader. To becoming a servant of the community, you find greatness and the leadership. And by talking to people humbly is to be accepted by God. And this shows the piety, and to give up and control your anger and temper is a great courage. Therefore, we who consider ourselves as member of the community of Hazrat Promised Messiah, we who pray, who claim that we have we are holding fast to this rope so that we can attain Allah's pleasure. To reach this level, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam has attached some expectation to us. We should try to come to its mark, and we should show with his with our prayers and with our acts and attain those high moral excellences. And we should try as far as and reach where Promised Messiah wants to take us. And with His grace, these days of Jalsa, Allah has provided us once again, whose blessing Allah has given glad tiding to Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So to gather these blessings, whereas you will put emphasis on prayers, we should also try to remove differences and establish an atmosphere of love and affection and show your examples. You should try to forgive each other's lapses and their mistakes. And these are the display of brotherly love, which will influence society as well. And people and the world will know that Ahmadi Muslims are only such Muslims who are creating an atmosphere of love and peace. These are the people who are peace-loving, and but because of your homely quarrels, police will be at your door and the society will look down upon you and the society will look down upon you and will fear you. And therefore, if you will try to save yourself from such ill behavior, they will know that these Ahmadi Muslims are entirely different type of Muslim, especially in the situation these days when people are especially looking closely at the Muslims. Therefore, by realizing your responsibilities, you Ahmadiyyat, that is the true Islam, you should become its true ambassador at all levels and prove to the world that we are the people who have firmly held on the rope of commandments of Allah, and as a result of this we are spreading love everywhere in the society. May Allah enable all of us that we can understand this responsibility, and this Jalsa may be a means of creating love between the hearts which are split up, and we should create feelings of giving sacrifice to each other, and we should pay attention to establishing highest standards of sacrifice for the Jamaat, and you and we all be beneficiary of the blessings of Allah, and also be beneficiary of the prayers of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salam.
Alhamdulillah nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكركم ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ